T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
You know, we're going to get into a recession. I don't know whether that's going to be 6 months from now or a year from now or 5 years from now. They're unpredictable, but, you know, it will happen for sure.
Well, a new bank rate survey finds 4 in 10 are ill-prepared if an economic downturn hits the next 6 to 12 months.
The greatest bull market that we've had, the greatest rise in stock market in the stock market history happened at the end of the last recession.
What to do?
On average, you should have about 6 months worth of cash set aside in a savings or checking account.
And who should worry?
The people who don't have large amounts of stock, the people who may be living on fixed income, people who are living on Social Security payments.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. All the experts say it's only a matter of time. A recession will be upon us, an economic downturn of sorts at the very least. We all worry, it seems, and few of us know, really, what to do now, when it happens, and after it's over.
Investors think, there's a lot of decisions that go on with investors about where should I put my money? Should I put it in the stock market? Should I put it in an investment like a bond, which is based on interest rates?
Ed Hutton has lots of advice. He's director of the Financial Markets Laboratory at Niagara University and offered up lots of useful tips to Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski.
And what a lot of people have been doing is saying, let's put the money in the stock market. And the stock market right now is at really very close to historic highs, okay, especially when we look at things like the Dow here. So the stock market is still very strong. And part of that reason may be because the bond market is so weak.
The markets, if you look over the course of the last few years, just rising up and up, the general trend is that it's been going up with a little volatility more so in the last year or so. People are a little nervous because of that, that, you know, eventually we're in for a downturn or a correction, you know, as a lot of people say. But when does a correction turn into a recession? And how do we know which we're in for?
Yeah, so just some the way that we characterize a downturn, a bear market, you know, and so a bear market is going to be when stocks are moving down. So that's generally defined as about a 10% drop in stock prices. We've actually gone through some of those 10% drops. We've had a couple of them, but we haven't had the really severe bear market. Is that going to happen? Yes, it always has been. One of the things that I do is that I study stock market history. And I can tell you that since the stock markets have existed, we've always gone through cycles. And there are a lot of cycles that happen in the market. And we are really due for a correction in the market. That's just the way that the market works. It tends to get ahead of itself, and then it pulls back and corrects. I would tell people that if you look at the correction that we're likely to go through, it's not a signal to basically get all of your money out of the stock market and put it in a mattress or put it in a savings account or something. That you really, in order to be able to accomplish a lot of the goals that you want to do, like saving for retirement, you really do need to be in the stock market. You do have to have investments in the market, but you have to be prepared to accept some of this volatility. So some of these changes, and it's a roller coaster ride, you know. And like anytime we go on a roller coaster ride, sometimes we get queasy on that. It's easy to get kind of sick to your stomach, and I think we're probably due for that. Especially looking ahead to next year. Next year is an election year, and there's some very different choices that Americans are going to face next year. And I think the stock market is going to react to those choices. So I think what we're going to see next year in the horse race, depending on who may be winning on one side or another of the market, I think that the market is going to be reacting to that. And I think that we're just at the beginning of a lot of up and down.
If there is a recession, what should people be doing now?
Well, people should be preparing themselves for a possibility of a recession. As I've said before, it's not a certain thing. It's not a certain thing. But the odds are much higher today than they were a year ago. So we're talking about a higher probability of recession. So what that means is that for most people, what they should do is they should think about how can they reduce the risk that they have. So a couple of things. Stay diversified. So if you've got a 401k plan or an IRA, one of the moves that would have really worked is you would have had a lot of money in the stock market. We've had a really big run-up in the stock market. You should probably be more diversified. So what you want to do is you want to have the proper mix of stocks and bonds depending on your age, what are your goals, that sort of thing. So you want to stay diversified. You want to think about interest rates. Okay, interest rates are moving down again. One of the things that it's doing for people, have people been able to lock in some really low mortgage rates? So take a look. If you've purchased a house within the last few years, take a look at what you might be able to do in terms of refinancing your mortgage. Okay, there's going to be some upfront costs that you're going to have to pay. But if you're paying a mortgage for another 20 or 25 years, you'll be able to save a lot of money by taking advantage of these really low interest rates. I don't think that those low interest rates are going to be out there forever. That's one of the things that happens during a recession is interest rates go low. So if we do have that, think about refinancing into a lower rate. Think about some of the other steps that you can do in order to generate some income. And that means things like investing in dividend-paying stocks.
If there is a recession, who are the people who will be most impacted?
Well, unfortunately, the people who will be most impacted by a recession are going to be the people who are most vulnerable to the economic downturn. So the people who don't have large amounts of stock, the people who may be living on fixed income, people who are living on Social Security payments, those sorts of things, those are the people that will, I think, be most impacted. They'll have the least ability to take advantage of coming out of the recession.
Who's most prepared or has the best chance to come through a recession?
Well, people, unfortunately, people who have the most resources, because those are the people that will be able to make the investments, just like we saw coming out of the last recession in 2009. The people who had resources to be able to put into the market, those were the people that got that 350% gain.
You know, I've been reading statistic after statistic, year after year, talking about folks not being prepared for retirement. So it doesn't surprise me at all that folks wouldn't be ready for a recession.
Mike Lomas of the Financial Guys is also convinced a downturn is in the cards and has lots of advice and cautionary guidance.
It really means that they don't have enough cash set aside to prepare for that. So it really doesn't surprise me. And, you know, people need to be more prepared. On average, you should have about 6 months worth of cash set aside in a savings or checking account. So, you know, you're prepared for that. I think there's two things. One is folks aren't prepared for it from a cash flow standpoint. They're also not training themselves to do other things out in the marketplace, meaning that, you know, if I'm a welder, I should get certified and trained to do something else, because if I lose my welding job, you know, I might be able to fit a different niche, and they're not doing that. And they're also not preparing their portfolios. So, you know, we talk about all the time diversification and being prepared for the next downturn with your investments and making sure that you have cash or bonds or, you know, CDs, something that's not stock market related, because oftentimes a recession is going to actually going to see the stock market typically go down before the recession hits. It's a leading indicator, and so you want to be able to take advantage of that.
Mike, speaking of recession, what, if any, indications are that we could see one in the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, the bond market has been predicting it on and off for the last few months, and I know certainly it's an election season coming up, and the Democrats have been talking down the economy. And, you know, if you have enough fear in the economy that there may be a recession, it's sort of funny because the talk of a recession oftentimes leads to people saying, well, I better not buy that luxury item, right? I better not buy that new car or that hot tub that I wanted or that big, large TV that I wanted because there might be a recession. And the result of that is less consumer spending. And oftentimes that's what causes the recession. So, you know, it's sort of weird and funny that, you know, a recession, oftentimes we talk our way into it. Oftentimes we talk our way out of it. Hey, look, you know, now's the time to buy things. You know, it's cheap, it's cost effective, take advantage of it. And the market swings the other way. But, you know, you can't predict those types of recessions, but what you can do is prepare for them. And as we talked about before, making sure you've got at least 6 months worth of cash set aside, train yourself to do other things out in the workforce so you become more valuable to your company. So if they lay folks off, hopefully it's not you, and your investments are prepared for the downswing before the recession so you could take advantage of it and buy, you know, asset classes when they're cheap. One other thing is that oftentimes in the business world, you know, some of the greatest opportunities come during a recession, whether that's, you know, buying other companies or taking advantage of lower prices, let's say in the real estate market or whatever it is, automobiles. You know, I mean, oftentimes a recession means, obviously it's a slow economy and typically means there are deals out there. So a great way to take advantage of that is to make sure you've got plenty of cash set aside to do so.
What are some of the ways that people...
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is to make sure you're going through your budget on a month-to-month basis. And, you know, we all spend money we shouldn't. And that doesn't mean that we, you know, live like hermits. But, you know, I think a great opportunity to go through your budget and say, you know, is there anything that I'm spending money on that I don't necessarily really need? I can cut out of my lifestyle in the short term to build a cash account. You know, so that way I'm better prepared. The other thing is, look, the economy is hot. And, you know, if you have the opportunity and you're fortunate enough to be able to maybe work some extra hours now when we know unemployment rates are at 3.6% and the economy's hot, take advantage of it, you know, and then set that money aside into, some of your savings and your 401k plans. You know, try to build yourself a nest egg. So you're taking advantage of the hot economy to prepare for a colder economy down the road. And at some point, we'll go through it. It's a natural business cycle. We have to rise and pull back and then rise again. So, you know, we're going to get into a recession. I don't know whether that's going to be 6 months from now or a year from now or 5 years from now. They're unpredictable, but, you know, it will happen for sure.
Keep your eyes on the markets and on your spending and saving. No pressure.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.